So for this first Sabbath service, we're going to continue our study of 2 Samuel chapter 10.
今天安息日第一堂聚会，我们继续查考撒母耳记下第十章。
So chapter 10 recounts an incident with the people of Ammon, which leads to a battle with the Israelites.
第十章记载亚门人和以色列人征战。
So for some background, the nation of Ammon is to the east side of the River Jordan.
作为一点背景，亚门人这个亚门国是在约旦河东边的一个国。
And it is now part of modern day Jordan.
也是今天它是属于约旦的一部分。
So being on the east side of the river, back then, Ammon would have neighbored the three tribes of Israel, which had their land on the east side.
就是因为它在河边的东边，它也是属，它是靠近以色列人的土地的一部，靠近以色列国的地。
Okay, so let's first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 19.
我们翻开《生命记》第二章十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 19.
生命记第二章十九节。
So chapter 2, verse 19.
第二章十九节。
Verse 19. And when you come near the people of Ammon, do not harass them or meddle with them.For I will not give you any of the land of the people of Ammon as a possession, because I've given it to the descendants of Lot as a possession.
十九节，走进亚门人之地，不可饶害他们，也不可与他们征战。亚门人的地，我不赐给你们为业，因我已将那地赐给洛德的子孙为业。
So from Deuteronomy here, we first learned that these people are the descendants of Lot, the nephew of Abraham.
从生命记这里。记载这些人是罗德的后裔，也就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Genesis tells us that they are actually the descendants of Lot's son Ben Ami.
他们其实是罗德的儿子便雅米的后裔。
This is the child that Lot's younger daughter bore after they fled Sodom.
这就是罗德的小女儿，他们在逃离索多玛以后生的。
So the son born by Lot's older daughter became the people of the Moabites.
洛德的大女儿所生的，摩亚就之后就变成了摩亚人。
And their land was next to the Ammonites.
他们也是住在亚门人的隔壁。
So the other thing we see here is that God explicitly tells the Israelites that this land is not part of the promised land, and they should not try to take it.
这里神很清楚的告诉以色列人，告诉他们不要骚扰他们，也不要拿他们的地。
Let's also read verse 20 and 21.
我们再读20-21节。
Okay, verse 20. That was also regarded as a land of giants. Giants formerly dwelt there, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumim, a people as great and numerous and tall as the Anakim. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they dispossessed them and dwelt in their place.
20节，那地之算为利伐因之人之地，人之地，先前。利法因人住在那里，亚门人称他们为善颂民。二十一节，那民众多，身体高大，像亚那人一样。但耶和华从亚门人面前除灭他们，亚门人就得了他们的地，借着居住。
So we see that used to be giants, imposing people who dwelt in those lands.
我们看到先前这个地方是利法因人，就是巨人所住的地方。
But like God helped the Ammonites to possess that land.
可是神帮助了亚门人去领取、占取这个地。
Because Lot was Abraham's nephew, and he had traveled together with him to the promised land, so God also gave an inheritance to Lot's descendants.
因为洛德是亚伯拉罕的侄子，而且他们是一同离开他们的本国到应许之地，所以神也给他一个产业。
In Genesis, we see the same thing with Ishmael, the son that Abraham had with the maidservant Hagar.
在创世纪我们也看到跟伊斯玛利一样，就是亚伯拉罕和他的使女所生下的儿子。
So God promised to bless the child Ishmael and make him a great nation because of his relationship to Abraham as his son.
神也应许祝福伊斯玛利，跟他应许他有一个大国。
So God has his plan.
神是有他的旨意的。
And he chose to bless those who aren't part of his chosen line, the ancestors of the Israelites.
他也会祝福，他也能选择祝福这些不属在神拣选的后裔 这条线里面的人。
So the Israelites had to accept the boundaries of what God had prepared for them as their inheritance and not go beyond that.
以色列人要接受神给他们的界限，然后不越过这个界限。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 8 that we studied a few weeks ago, the chapter focuses on David's conquests and successes in expanding the control of the Israelites.
撒母耳记下第八章之前我们有读到的就是提到大卫他征服其他的地方扩大他的国家。
And there's a brief mention of the Ammonites in this chapter.
这里有稍微提到亚门人。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 8.
我提到对亚门人我们再翻开撒母耳记下第八章。
So 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 11 and 12.
撒母耳记下第八章十一十二节。
So chapter 8 verse 11 and 12.
第八章十一十二节。
Okay, verse 11. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had dedicated from all the nations which he has subdued, from Syria, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, from Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah.
十一节，大卫将这些器皿和他政府各国所得来的金银都分别为圣，献给耶和华。十二节，就是从亚兰、摩亚。亚门、腓力士、亚玛利人所得来的，以及从索巴王利哈的儿子哈达底谢所掠之物。
So, by this point, God had established David and had made him and the nation of Israel great.
这个时候，神已经建立了大卫的国家，让他成为以色列的王。
We see among the nations mentioned here includes the Ammonites as one of the nations that he had subdued.
这里有提到亚门这个国家其也是其中一个他政府大卫政府的国家。
So these nations were not destroyed, but they were under the control of the Israelites and would need to pay tributes to David.
这些国并没有被灭绝，而是他们在以色列国的控制之下，每年要交贡物。
Okay, so let's turn to chapter 10, verse 1 to 2.
我们再翻开第十章第二节。
So chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
第十章第一第二节。
Verse 1. It happened after this that the king of the people of Ammon died, and Haran his son reigned in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanan, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me. So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father, and David's servants came into the land of the people of Ammon.
第一节。此后亚门人的王死了，他儿子哈嫩接续他做王。第二节，大卫说，我要照哈嫩的父亲哈拿辖 后代我的恩典后代哈嫩。于是大卫差遣臣仆为他上父安慰他。大卫的臣仆到了亚门人的境内。
So even though Ammon was under Israel, we see from the start of chapter 10 that David's relationship withAmon appears to be a good one.
虽然亚门人是在以色列的控制之下，可是我们在第一节看到大卫和亚门人的关系是好的。
This is in contrast to other subdued nations such as Syria and the Philistines.
这是与其他被大卫征服的国家不同。
So being the descendants of Lot and hence distantly related to the Israelites, the Ammonites shared a similar language and probably some similar parts of their culture.
作为罗德的后裔，其实他们亚门人是跟以色列人是远亲，所以
so these things may have helped to contribute to them having a better relationship with David.
可能他们是说同一个语言，所以他们的关系会比较好。
So when the king of Ammon passed away, David really wanted to do something to pay respects and to show kindness to his son Hanan.
所以当亚门人的王过世了之后，大卫想要厚待他们。
So you see that David sends some of his servants to visit the king, the new king.
所以大卫就差派他几个臣仆来去探望当时候新的王。
Okay, so let's read verse 3.
我们再读第三节。
Verse 3. And the princes of the people of Ammon said to Hanan their lord, Do you think that David really honors your father because he has sent comforters to you? Has David not rather sent his servants to you to search the city, to spy it out, and to overthrow it?
第三节，但亚门人的首领对他们的主哈嫩说，大卫差人来安慰你，你想他是尊敬你父亲吗？他差臣仆来不是详查推探要情妇这城吗？
So King Hanan clearly receives bad advice here.
这里很清楚的，亚门王他哈嫩王他收到了不好的劝勉。
His princes give him was basically like a conspiracy theory that David is planning to overthrow them.
这些首领是跟他说这些不对的消息，就是要是说大卫想要推翻他的臣，倾覆他的臣。
So it's essentially telling to him to even ignore what he must have witnessed in the past in the relationship between his father and David.
甚至要叫他无视之前他大卫和他父亲的关系。
And unfortunately, King Hanan accepts and acts upon that advice.
可惜的是，这个哈嫩王他接受了他们的这些劝勉。
Okay, so let's read verse 4 and 5.
我们再读第四、第五节。
Verse 4.Therefore Hanan took David's servants, shaved off half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Wait at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return.
第四节，哈嫩便将大卫臣仆的胡须剃去一半，又割断他们下半身的衣服，使他们露下下体，打发他们回去。第五节，有人告诉大卫，他就差人去迎接他们，因为他们甚觉羞耻，告诉他们说可以住在耶利哥，等到胡须长起再回来。
So, if they had killed David's servants, then that would probably be like a declaration of war.
如果他们当时候把大卫的臣仆杀了，那肯定就开始要征战了。
So they did not go that far, but what they did do was.You could say it's very close to that.
虽然他们没有这么做，可是他们反而做下的这一个举动很相似，就是都很相似。
They sought to really humiliate and degrade David's servants.
他们侮辱了大卫的臣仆。
In Leviticus chapter 19, God commands the Israelites to not disfigure the sides of the beard.
我们在利未记十九章，神告诉他们不要不要修剪他们的胡须。
So to cut their beards in half and to cut their clothes as to expose their private areas is to try to utterly humiliate them.
这些人把他们的胡须剃去了一半，又割下他们下半身的衣服，就是在露出他们的下体，就是在侮辱他们。
So hence why David, upon hearing what had happened, he even allows his servants to remain in Jericho until their beards have regrown.Before returning to his court.
所以当大卫听到这件事的时候，他就允许他的臣仆留在耶利哥，等到他们胡须再长起来再回去。
So for King Hanan, acting in such a way is like sending a message of complete rejection of David.
哈嫩这样做就好像是在拒绝大卫。
And could even be understood as being a challenge to David.
也好像是在挑战大卫一样。
So King Hanan, in listening and following this bad advice, is what leads to the main story of this chapter.
Hanan 就因为这样听，然后接受了这个坏的劝勉，使到这一章所发生的事。
Which is a war between Israel and the Ammonites.
就是以色列人和亚门人之间的征战。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
我们再翻开诗篇第一篇。
Psalms chapter 1, verse 1.
诗篇第一篇，第一篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 1, verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
So Psalms here warns us to beware and avoid listening and following advice from those who are ungodly or wicked.
这里试着提醒我们不要去听取这些恶人的计谋。
This can be people who do not follow or believe in God at all.
这些恶人就是不跟从神也不相信神的人。
Or those who are, maybe they believe in God, but they are sinners and do not keep the things of God in their mind.
或者是他们信神，可是不把神的话放在他们的心里，跟从他。
If we follow the counsel of such people, it tells us here we will not be blessed because it will lead us into a path of sin.
如果我们跟从这样的人的计谋的话，这里告诉我们就不会被祝福了，而且是让我们陷在罪恶中。
Let's also read verse 2.
我们再读第二节。
Okay, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
So what's most important, of course, is that we should seek to follow the law of the Lord.
当然更重要的就是我们要去仰望跟随神的律法。
And it says here that we should have delight in it.
我们要喜爱它。
So not just to turn to the word of God as our last, to help us as a last resort.
不是在最后一分钟才翻开才去找神的话。
But that we should have a real desire for the word of God.
而是要有真正的仰望喜爱神的话。
As it says here, to meditate on it day and night, meaning that we are regularly thinking and pondering over the word of God.
昼夜思想的意思就是我们常常的每时每刻都在思考神的话。
So seeking to understand, seeking to live according to it.
仰望要理解它，要活出神的话。
Because in our life, we can receive advice from many different sources.
在生活上我们可以去寻找各样不同的各样不同的教训
from people who believe in God and people outside who don't.
可以从这些相信人相信神的人或者是世上的人的意见。
But we should always measure that advice against the word of God.
可是我们要把别人的意见与神的话作为对比。
Does that advice that we received follow or does it go against the word of God?
我们所领受的这些意见这些劝勉的话与神的话是不是一致的还是对抵的
So, particularly in America now, but probably in many places around the world, there are a growing number of people willing to believe in conspiracy theories.
尤其是现今的生活，世界社会当中，很多人都相信这些不对的传言。
So they will accept and believe what the people they trust and follow say to them.
他们选择相信他们愿意跟从的人所说的话。
And showing no discernment over what they've received.
他们所领受的没有做出任何的分辨。
And as a Christian, we cannot be like that.
我们作为基督徒不可以这样。
So no matter how much we may like or admire someone, we must always show discernment.
不管我们多喜欢一个人，还是多爱多爱慕look up不管我们多尊重一个人，我们所领受的都要分辨。
To have the word of God as our center, and which we must measure everything else against.
神的话要做我们心里的中心，用它来做出衡量。
Okay, let's also read verse 3.
我们再读第三节。
Verse 3, he shall be like a river planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither.Whatever he does shall prosper.
第三节，他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
So it explains further here that if we are able to live our life in such a way, that we will be fruitful and blessed.
这里继续的说，如果我们可以这样生活的话，我们生活就会结出果子。
And like a tree planted by water, that tree is steady and secure.
就像一个树栽在溪水旁，这个树是稳固的。
The verse says that that tree's leaves shall not wither.
这里说这棵树的叶子也不会枯干。
Because it's always connected to its source of life, that being water.
因为它都连与时时刻刻都连在都可以有提供水。
So even in drought, meaning times of difficulty, it remains steady and secure.
就连干旱的时候，它还是稳固的。
And for us, the source of our spiritual life is, of course, the Word of God.
对我们的属灵的根源就是神的话。
Let's turn to the example of King Joash.
我们再翻开约阿斯的例子。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
我们看历代志下24章。
So 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 2.
历代志下24章第二节。
Chapter 24, verse 2.
24章第二节。
Verse 2. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest.
第二节，祭司耶和耶大在世的时候，约阿施行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So, Joash became king of Judah at the very young age of 7.
约阿施做犹大王的时候，当时才七岁。
But luckily, he had the priest Jehoiada to help and advise him.
幸好他那时候有祭司耶和耶大在他身旁。
And the first half of the chapter records how, during this time, Joash's heart was really turned towards God.
在这一章的前半段提到约阿施他的心是转向神的。
As an example of this, he even set it in his own heart to unlead the repair of the temple.
其中一个例子就是他在心里下定决心。
Afterwards, leading to the regular offerings again of burnt offerings.
哦，他就立下心意要继续开始在献祭给神。
But let's read verse 17 and 18.
我们再读十七十八节。
Verse 17.Now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers, and served wooden images and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass.
十七节，耶和耶大死后，犹大的众首领来朝拜王，王就听从他们。第十八节，他们离弃耶和华他们的列祖神的殿。去侍奉亚史拉和偶像，因他们这罪，就有愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷。
So after the death of Jehoiada the priest, King Joash receives some ungodly advice from the leaders of Judah.
耶和耶大死后，这个约阿施王就领受到这些不敬畏神的众首领的勉励。
We find that unlike the teachings in Psalm chapter 1, that King Joash was not actually deeply rooted enough in the word of God.
所以我们看得见约阿施王他并没有让神的话深深地扎根在他心里。
So he was able to be led astray by ungodly advice. And in turn, he and Judah lost the blessing of God.
所以他才会被这些不敬畏神的劝勉的话意见使到他犯罪。
Let's also read verse 19 and 21.
我们再读
19 to 21.
我们再读19到21节。
Verse 19. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you.So they conspired against him, and at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord.
19节，但神仍遣先知到他们那里，引导他们归向耶和华。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。20节，那时神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚，他就站在上面对民说，神怒视说。你们为何干犯耶和华的诫命，以致不得亨通呢？因为你们离弃耶和华，所以他也离弃你们。21节，凡众民同心谋害撒加利亚，就照王的吩咐，在耶和华殿的院内用石头打死他。
But God is a merciful God, and He gave opportunity for Joash to repent and turn back by sending prophets to him.
可是神是怜悯的，他给约阿施王机会。他就差派先知来去警戒他。
And even as a last resort, God sends the son of Jehoiada, the priest, to warn Joab and the other leaders, the Joash and the other leaders.
他还差派了耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚去警戒约阿施和他的还有子民。
But forgetting all his prior experiences, the blessings he received from God, and the kindness that Jehoiada had shown in helping him.He killed his son.
可是他把先前所发生全部都忘记了，还有把神的恩典也忘记了。他还把亚大的儿子撒加利亚杀掉。
Hence, continuing his further descent into the path of sin.
他就更深入的掉入罪里。
And with God no longer with him, Joash is eventually murdered by his servants because of what he did to Jehoiada's son.
因为神不再与他同在，结果约阿施王被他的臣仆杀掉。
So from the example of the life of Joash, we can see the impact that someone's good advice can have.
我们看到约哈斯王的这个例子当中，我们看见一个人的意见劝勉对一个人有什么的后果。
But also what can happen when we ourselves are not well-rooted in the word of God and are unable to discern bad advice.
当我们没有在神的话语里扎根的话，会发生什么事？
And let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 10.
我们再翻开撒母耳记下第十章。
2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6.
撒母耳记下第十章第六节。
Chapter 10, verse 6.
第十章第六节。
Okay, verse 6. When the people of Ammon saw that they had made themselves repulsive to David, the people of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 foot soldiers, and from the king of Maacah, 1,000 men, and from Ishtob, 12,000 men.
第六节。亚门人知道大卫憎恶他们，就打发人去招募伯利禾的亚兰人和索巴的亚兰人，步兵20,000，与马加王的人1,000，托伯人12,000。
So at this point, King Hanun likely still had a chance to turn back.
在这一时刻，其实哈嫩王还有机会回头的。
To apologize, to try to reconcile with David and make some sort of restitution to David.
就是向大卫和好，道歉和好。
But instead he chooses to escalate things further.
可是他选择了，让这个情况变得更糟。
So not only does he prepare his own people for battle, he even hires Syrians to help them.
不单单他预备了自己的，人民去征战，他还向亚兰人寻求帮助。
So, Syria was at the time was divided into like different districts or areas, and we see some of those mentioned in verse 6.
那个时候，亚兰人他们的国家分成几个区，在这里第六节有提到几个。
So the Syrians were also mentioned back in chapter 8.
这些亚兰人在第八章也有提到。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
我们读第八章第三、第四节。
This is chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 4.
第八章第三、第四节。
Okay, verse 3. So David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. Also David hamstrung all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots.
第三章，索巴王利哈的儿子哈大底谢往大河去，要夺回他们的国权，大卫就攻打他。第四节，离拿了他们马兵1,700，步兵20,000，将拉战车的马砍断，剃筋，但留下100辆车的马。
So chapter 8 makes quite a few mentions of this person Hadadezer.One of the kings of Syria, of an area called Zobah.
这里提到亚兰的一个王叫哈大底谢王，他是索巴这个地方的王。
So the Syrians had a much more hostile relationship with Israel during the time of David.
那个时候，亚兰国的关系与大卫的国家比较差。
So in verse 3 and 4 here, we see described how David took many things away from Zobah, reducing their military might.
这里第三、第四节，我们看到大卫从索巴地方，从亚兰王的身上夺取了很多东西。
Which must have felt very humiliating for the king.
当然，对那个王来说，应该是很羞耻的事。
So with the Ammonites now preparing for a war, it's understandable why they would reach out to the Syrians, who'd be very opposed to being under the rule of David.
所以现在亚门人想要与大卫征战，那当然，这个亚兰国也会很愿意与他们征战。
So King Hanun, in choosing to escalate, cuts off his any path towards turning back.
哈嫩因为这样做，就使到他完全没有路让他回头了。
And actually causes an even worse outcome for him and his people.
其实，让他的国家还有他的子民，征受到更差的情况。
So a core teaching of Christianity is of repentance and forgiveness.
作为基督徒很重要的一个教训就是包括悔改。
So, and this is of course what each of us must do to first even enter into Christ.
这是我们在进入基督以内之前要做的事。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13.
我们看箴言书。
Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言书28章。
Verse 13.
13节。
So chapter 28 verse 13.
箴言书28章13节。
Verse 13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
13节，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。
So Proverbs here basically gives a summary of that teaching.
这里箴言书给了我们一个这个教训的简介。
That only through repenting and confessing are we able to receive mercy.And to have our sins forgiven.
只有透过悔改，还有承认我们的过犯，我们的罪可以被赦免。
And in so doing, to become reconciled with God.
所以可以让我们与神和好。
And in the history of the Israelites, and
在以色列的历史当中
and how they eventually went into exile, it is for the exact same reasons.
他们因为会被流放到巴比伦，也是一样的原因。
That they fail to turn back and reconcile with God.
因为他们没有回头悔改与神和好。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 36.
我们翻开历代志下26章。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下26章。
2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 15 and 16.
历代志下26章15、16节。36章15、16节。
Verse 15 to 16.
十五十六节。
Verse 15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy.
十五节，耶和华他们的列。主的神因为爱惜自己的名和他的居所从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们十六节他们却讥笑神的使者藐视他们的言语讥笑他们的先知以致耶和华的愤怒向他们百姓发作无法可救
So verse 15 here describes how the Israelites were given yet more warnings and more opportunities to repent
十五节这里提到以色列人被给予很多机会很多的警戒很多机会去悔改
And at this time Judah was already under the power of Babylon
那个时候犹大国已经被巴比伦控制
So it's not like that Judah was in a very strong and powerful moment
那时候犹大已经不是强大的国家
But in rejecting the messengers of God they kept escalating their sin leading to their eventual exile
可是因为他们继续的拒绝神的劝勉他们继续的掉入罪里。
And it was only after the people repented and turned back to God when they were in exile that God allowed them to return and restored them.
是因为是之后他们被流放悔改了之后神才让他们回到耶路撒冷去。
So it's the same for all of us.
和我们今天一样。
That once we have entered into the path of sin that is end destination will always be death and exile from God.
我们一旦掉入了罪之最终一定是死还有被流放与神隔绝
the only way to turn away from that end destination is to repent and reconcile with God
唯一可以从这个出来就是要与神和好
So unlike King Hanun we must always be able to humble ourselves and accept warnings and take hold of opportunities to change and repent
不要像哈顿王一样，我们要抓紧机会悔改。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel.
我们再回到撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记下第十章。
And verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9.
十章第九节。
When Joab saw that the battle line was against them, before and behind, He chose some of Israel's best and put them in battle array against the Syrians.
第九节，约押看见敌人在他前后摆阵，就从以色列军中挑选精兵，使他们对着亚兰人摆阵。
So together with the Syrians, the Ammonites had been able to gather a large army, enough to surround the army being led by Joab.
亚门人与亚兰人一起就召集了许多的精兵与以色列人征战。
So in contrast to the early years of Saul's reign as king, the Israelites at that time were afraid and some even ran away when they were faced in a battle against a large Philistine army.
与扫罗之前那个时代，当他们与非利士人征战的时候，很多因为看到敌人的人数很多，他们很多逃跑了。
So it again demonstrates how far God had helped and blessed David and the Israelites to grow in strength.
这里我们看到对比，看到神是一路以来多么有多大的祝福大卫，帮助大卫的国家，使到他们现在这么的强大。
And in this battle, David did not even go and participate in this battle.
这个时候，大卫自己都不需要亲身来参与征战。
So he sent out his commander Joab along with his best soldiers.
他派了约押还有他最好的精兵。
Let's read verse 10 and 11.
我们再读第十、第十一节。
Verse 10. And the rest of the people he put under the command of Abishai, his brother, that he might set them in battle array against the people of Ammon. Verse 11, then he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you.
第十节，其余的兵交于他兄弟亚比塞，对着亚门人摆阵。第十一节，约押对亚比塞说，亚兰人若强过我，你就来帮助我；亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。
So we see here that Joab's brother Abishai helps to lead the army of Israel along with Joab as the overall commander.
这里我们看到约押的兄弟亚比塞帮助他一起带领这个军队可是约押是最是他们的首领。
So these were brave.Mighty men, but not perfect men.
这些都是很勇敢的兵的战士，可是他们都不是完全的。
So earlier in chapter 3, we see that David even curses the family of Joab.
我们在前面还看到大卫还诅咒了这一家人。
Because Joab and his brother murdered Abner, the commander of the armies under Saul and under his son Ish-bosheth.
因为约押和他的兄弟亚比塞击杀了扫罗的扫罗的元帅就是Abner 亚尼尔。
And Joab continued to show other such acts of anger and violence during the time of David.
约押在大卫的时代还做出了许多很残暴的事。
Yet even after cursing Joab and all the other acts of Joab, we see that David never takes action to remove Joab from being commander.
可是虽然大卫他诅咒了约押，可是他并没有采取行动把他的职位拿掉。
Because despite his faults, Joab and his brother were mighty men of war.
因为即使约押他和他的兄弟是有短处的，可是他们是在战场上是勇士。
And they were effective commanders of the army, leading to many victories for David.
他们是很好的元帅，为大卫赢取了很多的征战。
And so perhaps because of this, and because of Joab's power within the army, that David felt unable to remove Joab.
可能是因为这样，也可能是因为约押在军事里面很强大，很有实力，所以大卫无法把他的职位挪掉。
And in chapter 3, he even says that he is too weak to face against Joab.
第三章还提到他对于这三兄弟是软弱的。
So being unable to do what David probably knew what was the right thing to do.
虽然大卫知道对的要怎么做是对的，可是他做不到。
Okay, let's also read verse 12.
我们再读十二节。
Verse 12. Be of good courage and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight.
十二节，我们当 我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意作为大丈夫，愿耶和华凭他的旨意而行。
So again, comparing against the Israelites at the start of Saul's reign, the Israelites have become braver and have greater trust in God to help them in battle.
我们再把这个时候他们大卫的军事，还有在先前扫罗所带领的军事作为对比，他们现在对神的信心是很更强大的。
So we see this attitude and belief from their leaders, Joab and Abishai, and ultimately from their leader, King David.
他们对约亚和亚比赛还有大卫这些首领的信心。
So David's mighty men, his closest soldiers, had many years of experience following him.
大卫的勇士已经跟随大卫很多年，也有很多的经验。
So together they experienced the hand of God in helping David and protecting him.
他们一起经历过、体验过神的大手还有恩典。
And David in turn always praised God and on how God helps to preserve and protect him.
神也大卫也常常感谢神，把荣耀归给神，因为神时常在带领他们。
We see these throughout his many psalms.
我们在诗篇很多处都看得见。
So David, as the king, he sets an example downwards to his leaders, to the ordinary people, that they should trust in God.
大卫作为王，他向他的臣仆他的军士还有他的子民 下了好的榜样。
And that example is something that we can all do.
一样的，我们也可以像他一样。
Whether as leaders in church or as fellow brothers and sisters,
不管是我们是教会的首领，还是普通的弟兄姐妹，
or within our own families,
还是在我们自己的家庭里，
we can share our experiences and also set an example to others on trusting in God.
我们也可以分享我们与神的经历，还有做对他们做好的榜样。
Which can help to strengthen one another.
我们彼此建立彼此。
This is not, it's not that all the members of the Israelite army had the same faith in God as David.
当然不是所有大卫的军队与大卫一样有一样的信心。
But it is a result of the impact that the faith of David and his commanders had. That it could then in turn affect the rest of the people.
可是是因为大卫的信心，还有大卫元帅的信心，带领了全体的子民。
To encourage them and to help them have that same trust in God.
鼓励他们，帮助他们，让他们也有
与他
们一样的信心。
I'm sure many of us have been impacted or helped in such a way before.
肯定我们肯定也经历过同样被帮助。
Like when we are strengthened and encouraged from testimony that we hear.
我们因为听到见证，听到其他人的劝勉而被造就。
So after the victory of Israel over the Ammonites in Syria,
以色列人他们在亚门人这个征战得到胜利以后，
the last section of chapter 10 talks about a second battle against the Syrians.
第十章的后半段提到亚兰人的征战。
Let's read verse 15 and 16.
我们读15、16节。
Verse 15. When the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they gathered together. Then Hadadezer sent and brought out the Syrians who were beyond the river, and they came to Helam. And Shobak, the commander of Hadadezer's army, went before them.
15节，亚兰人见自己被以色列人打败，就又聚集。16节，哈达底谢差遣人将大河那边的亚兰人调来，他们到了西兰，哈达底谢的将军朔法率领他们。
So demonstrating how much Hadadezer in particular hated Israel, he tries to arrange a second attack against Israel.
这里看到哈达底谢王是多么的憎恨以色列人，他这里又招聚了许多人要与以色列征战。
So bringing additional help from other Syrian regions.
又从亚兰其他的地区招聚帮助。
Let's read verse 17 to 18.
我们再读17、18节。
Verse 17. When I was told David, he gathered all Israel, crossed over the Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in battle array against David and fought with him. Then the Syrians fled before Israel and David killed 700 charioteers, 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians and struck Shobak, the commander of the army who died there.
十七节，有人告诉大卫，他就聚集以色列众人，过约旦河，来到西兰。亚兰人迎着大卫白战，与他打仗。十八节，亚兰人在以色列人面前逃跑，大卫杀了亚兰700辆战车的人，10万马兵，又杀了亚兰的将军朔法。
So this time David himself joins to lead the battle, gathering all of Israel with him.
现在大卫就亲自与他的军队一起去征战。
Leading to a comprehensive defeat for the Syrians.
带领他们打败亚兰人。
So and in verse 19, the Syrians finally had to accept their defeat and to make peace with Israel.
十九节，他们亚兰人终于承认他们打败仗，就与以色列人和好。
And to continue to serve under David and the Israelites.
就继续侍奉在以色列人的之下。
So from the events of the chapter, we see how God is continuing to protect and bless David and the Israelites.
从这一章里面，我们看见神是如何继续的帮助、祝福大卫和他的国。
Because David had returned the people back to worshiping and trusting in God.
因为大卫带领他的子民转向神，敬畏神。
So by sharing on this chapter ends here.
我在这一章的分享到这里。
Okay, may all glory be unto God.
愿一切荣耀归给神。